Welcome to today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa. I'm Mark Pitts. I'm the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with District 39 State Senator Kevin Kinney of Oxford about developments in the Iowa legislative session.
The first funnel deadline has passed, kind of bringing the legislative session to about the halfway mark for 2021. What pieces of your legislation, what did you see advance?
A bill dealing with the death of a young man in Johnson County, which was not reported, Noah's bill. There's a bill dealing with law enforcement and someone that is in custody of law enforcement. If they even have consensual sex, it would be against the law. It's against the law if you're in custody in a facility, but not before that. There's some legislation for older Iowans dealing with if you neglect an older Iowan that you are responsible for caring for, and because of that neglect causes death, it would be able to be charged under the homicide section of the code. Those are just a couple of the things that are still moving. There was some stuff I had that didn't make it.
Describe the significance of the first funnel deadline.
The first funnel deadline is policy that individual senators present when it has to be through a subcommittee and then your committee to be considered to be alive. If it does not make it through your committees, the legislation ultimately is over for that year.
The election bill, which comes after an election year where Iowa had record turnout.
It was an election in which basically the Republicans maintained control of the Senate. They gained seats in the House, and they won two congressional seats. So it's not as if the Republicans aren't getting their voters out as well as the Democrats.
Charter bill, House Bill 242, some of your thoughts there.
I just don't like taking money away from public schools to private schools when it's those individuals' choice to go to those schools. There is no control over the private schools and or the charter schools, and there's no government oversight. And I just don't like giving public monies to schools with no oversight. Public schools don't have a choice on who they receive. They're there to educate everyone. And to me, it's sending children that may have a learning disability. The private schools aren't set up for that. And we're putting some kids at a disadvantage, I feel.
You're a member, a ranking member of the Judiciary Committee. You're a former member of the Johnson County Sheriff's Office. What are some of your thoughts on some of the law enforcement-related items that are being pushed by the Republicans as far as Back the Blue, and then some changes to possibly the requirements of permits for handguns or to carry a concealed weapon?
I wish they would have come with some reform, such as the profiling and obtaining information when someone to stop just to check what race they are, so we can start compiling that so we can either see or not see if there's profiling and so forth going on. But some of the bills are strengthening crimes against law enforcement, and I'm not going to vote against someone harming our law enforcement. So there's a number of bills still moving, and they all kind of do different things. So right now they're coming over from the House.
Looking at the week ahead for you, what kind of things are on your docket?
We'll start debating probably 2 or 3 days a week now and trying to get some of this legislation passed. We only usually get short notice before we know what bills are coming up, mostly 24 hours. And it's up to the Republican majority to call up the bills, so we're kind of at the mercy of them.
Now the first funnel has passed. Is this when some of the, for lack of a better term, the real work begins?
Yeah, you can really start focusing on bills that are still alive. I believe there was 135 or 40 bills in judiciary, and I believe 53 of them are still alive. So it really cuts down on your workload, and you start focusing on those bills that are still there and still alive.
Anything else you want to mention about the legislative session to date?
You did ask about the weapons permitless carry and so forth. That bill is still moving. That bill has got a number of amendments that I was looking at and working with the Republicans on. Mostly that is if you have a weapon that you'd be required to carry a form of ID, the same type of ID that would be used for being able to vote. and then also setting up a way that law enforcement officers, if they do run into someone with a weapon, to make sure that they are a qualified person to have a weapon, which would they check to see if they're a felon. They would check to see if there's a 236 or domestic abuse order against them, and also if they would be adjudicated from a mental health facility. And these are issues that I think that the Republicans are working with me and trying to get these implemented in that legislation. And it's, a lot of it's got to do with law enforcement safety.
That's been today's In Touch with Southeast Iowa with District 39 State Senator Kevin Kinney of Oxford. You can find this program at kciiradio.com. I'm Mark Pitts with KCII News.